hot rock radio. All the hits, all the time, all the same.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Yes, indeed. It is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and I am absolutely Vince Vinyl, and I've got an offer for you. Listen, we have an hour and a half, close to 2 hours left in the day. If you'll stick with me until midnight, I can get you through this Friday the 13th deal safe and sound. Have we got an agreement? Cool beans, I've got you covered.
Trouble, I got my own. Look how it takes time. did anything to make you smile. It is a better side of you to admire.
Thank you. Sky. I like
Monster Magnet, wrapping up a pretty bitchin' set of tunes right there. Silver Future, the song title. We all need our daddy. We got that message loud and clear, did we not? It was Robin Hitchcock before that, and Goodnight Oslo. Oslo, one of those far north cities where there are times of the year when the sun never gets below the horizon. Dims a little bit, but never gets completely dark. Waiting for the night that never comes. That's just Norwegian speak. Tom York out of Radiohead did Black Swan. This is muxed up, I say, or words to that effect. Band of Horses did No One's Gonna Love You, and Dead Meadow did that first song, What Needs Must Be. Man, something about that one I really like. Howdy, y'all. Vince Vinyl here on non-corporate KCUF FM. It was a delightful day in the KCUF hood. Temperatures in the high 60s on this second Friday in May, and it should be much the same through the weekend, so go hog wild. We will get politically incorrect with Charlie Daniels right after these messages.
This is a public service announcement. When you lick stamps, make sure you get the corners and around all the edges and sides, not just the top.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Boulder Creek Public Service Announcement Association and this station.
The Summer Olympics. Hundreds of events. Thousands of athletes. Millions of my stupid visa spots. Are you sick of hearing my ass? I am. Hell, I don't even use Visa. I'm old school, biatch. I use Diners Club, and that's when I pay for crap. Usually folks see me and go, put away your wallet, Shawshank. That breakfast burrito's on us. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics for 25 years.
Me and my buddy got us a wild hair and figured we wanted to go somewhere, so we loaded up my ragtop Chevrolet. We had a little bit of money and a whole lot of show, and with Hank Jr. blaring on the radio, we got a tank full of gas and we were on our way. We figured we'd go down to New Orleans, and we were barreling down old 17 when a man with a blinking red light was on our tail. He said, you were doing 60 and a 45, but I'm gonna let you go this time, but if I catch you again, I'm gonna slap you in the county jail. We said, thank you, sir, you sure been nice, and you ain't gonna have to tell us twice that we were southbound and down with the wind blowing in our faces. We kept on rolling, and pretty soon the radio was cooking out a haggard tune, and we were pulling into Houston and checking out all them places. I was feeling dry, and I said, I think we ought to stop and get ourselves a drink. Old Jim said, yeah, because we got time to kill. We kept on rolling, and I seen this spot. We pulled into the parking lot of this place called the Cloud Nine Bar and Grill. We walked through the door, and the place was jammed. The lights were low. They had a punk rock band and some orange-haired feller singing about suicide. I said, Jim, this ain't our kind of place. He said, well, let's just have one round anyway. So against my better judgment, we walked on inside. Went up to the bar, we sat down. This feller walked up and said, I'll buy this round. And he sat down on a bar stool next to Jim. He looked like a girl, but he talked like a guy. Had lipstick on and mascara in his eye. And everybody in that place looked just about like him. I said, Jim, this ain't our kind of bar. Let's just go on out and get back in the car, cause it's gonna be trouble. Ain't no sense in taking a chance. We was getting up, getting ready to leave. Somebody grabbed old Jim by the sleeve. It was this good-looking girl. She was asking my buddy to dance. I said, Jim, don't do it. There's something missing. There's fellas dancing and fellas kissing. There's a fella in a high-heeled shoes wearing pantyhose. He said, partner, I just can't turn this down. You just go over there and have one more round. I'll dance with the lady and we'll get on down the road. So he walked away and left me alone. And this funny looking fella kept coming on. And he was making me mad at some of the things he said. And then he put his hand on my knee. I said, if you don't get your paw off me, I'm gonna locate your nose around on the side of your head. He said, I love it when you get that fire in your eye. I said, well, partner, try this on for size. And I unloaded on him. He went out like a light. Everybody in that place must have been his friend. They all headed for me. I said, this is the end, but where I come from, we don't give up without a fight. They were screaming and yelling and scratching and clawing. I was punching and hitting and kicking and pawing. I was holding my own because I've been in a scrap or two. Old Jim come running up out of the blue, and that gal he was with come running up too and proceeded to beat on me with a high-heeled shoe. I grabbed her by the hair and come off in my hand, and that beautiful girl was just a beautiful man. Old Jim just got sick right there on the floor. He dropped that dude like a shot from a gun, smeared his lipstick, made his makeup run, and me and old Jim started fighting our way to the door. Man, we let out of there in that Chevrolet, and I put her on the floor and she stayed that way. We was going down the highway doing about 110. We was headed for home and we was getting near, and then a red light come on in the rear view mirror, and that same blame cop was pulling us over again. Well, I'm sitting here in this county jail. I had to call my daddy to go our bail, but I learned me a lesson that I never will forget again. I done give up drinking, I've give up bars, and running around the country in souped up cars, going back where the women are women and the men are men.
Del Rio, Houston, Austin, all around town.
Texas!
at the speed of steering you around sometimes. When the feet are on a bike, the speed just slips my mind. I start to sing along and tap my toe, slap the dash in time. But the ranger said to me, as I handed me the fight, though speed will steer you round sometime.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet. But I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" That fire, son. I said, "Man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Go on and write your ticket, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie. But Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, "Dang me, drive them 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. You're the king of the road. And those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of your mind. I'm a highway junkie. I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie. Lord, I need that old white line.
vinyl track, and considering it's probably been in the studio since it was new, it didn't sound too bad. It was from Foghat's debut LP, back when such things were released on vinyl. Highway Killin' Me, the track title. Highway Junkie was from Chris Knight. Little Feat did Those Feet'll Steer You Wrong Sometimes. There's a scenario. A killer song is on the radio, you're rolling down the road and singing along, and you go a little bit faster, and you turn it up, and a little bit faster still, and those damn red and blue lights come on from behind. Try that line. Honest, officer, it wasn't me, it was those feet, they steered me wrong. Charlie Daniels was up first in that set. Uneasy Rider is what we heard from him.
When words just aren't enough, say it with bacon. Fine cut, dazzling color, enduring cure, timeless consistency. Give a gift from the Oscar Mayer Original Collection. Available for a limited time only.
Thank you. every poison you can think of. And I'm underneath the streetlight, but the light of joy I know scared beyond belief, way down in the shadows. And the perverted fear of violence chokes the smile on every face. Is the road to hell. We'll be right back.
pretty babe, sing me a song. Make it loud, make it long. Pretty babe, sing me a song. Make it wild, make it long. I'll go anywhere with you. Down the side street or an avenue. Pretty babe, sing me a song. Make it glide. Pretty babe,
another vinyl track on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Sing Me a Song, the name of that one. It was from Willie Nile. Guiding Light was from Jimmy Cornette and the Dead Men. Road to Hell was Chris Rea. And it was brand new music from Joe Bonamassa that started the set. I believe we got that as an advance from Joe's pending album, Drive, the song title. And what a great song. Another great song from a guy who's got a few. You're listening to 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and I wish it weren't so, but it's political season, and I'm afraid we'll be hearing political ads all the way into November. And say, here's one now.
You may value your privacy, but John Hunter doesn't. He wants to install a camera in your bedroom, so every time you jerk off, you have to pay $5. John Hunter voted to lower the marriage age down to 13. He wants to put your family at risk by outlawing 60 caliber full auto assault rifles and domestically owned landmines. Call John Hunter. Tell him it's time to stop with the politics and the negative campaign ads. Tell him you're going to vote for Michael Graves for governor. Then call him a fat, bald prick and hang up the phone. Paid for by Michael Graves for governor.
A paid political announcement. Cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
That old guy is looking at me. He's checking me out. Don't look at him, that'll just encourage it. Go ahead, Grandpa, take a picture, it'll last longer. What a creep. Ooh, who's that, his grandson? Nice butt. And he's helping his creepy old grandpa get up out of his chair. What a nice guy. I should be with him. But then Grandpa would stare at me while he gums a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. But I could stare at Grandson's butt while he's helping his mother out with the dishes. Oh, he's that kind of guy. He'd help. I can tell. He's wonderful. Except he's got the creepy gene. Too bad. We would have been so happy.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh.
You stood by me in my darkest hour, and you give all your heart in my time of sorrow. When I was down in bad time, you come to me in the night.
Put a hex on you. lot of voodoo gree-gree and a piece of your hair. I said an incantation, you ain't got a prayer. I burned your picture with a black cat bone, stuck a needle in a doll that looks like you alone. I put a hex on you, you're gonna pay the price. You went and messed me over, now my missus nice. I could have been so gentle and always good to you, and now you've gone. Mess me over, I put a hex on you.
Could that gal sing the blues? That one, an Etta James standard. I would rather go blind. Miss Candy, Candy Cane, did I put a hex on you? Stuck a pin in a doll that looked just like you. Tony Joe White did A Woman with Soul. Ain't nothing like a woman who's there when you need her. And Ben E. King got me started on that whole soul thing there. Stand By Me, the song from him. And thanks to R.B., over in Pu'unini Haywire for a new copy of that one. I'm Vince Vinyl, and you are you, and now it's time for this.
Michael Graves is at it again. He voted to raise taxes to pay for free condoms in schools. He's against abstinence and pro-underage sex. In 1968, John Hunter didn't go to Vietnam when his country needed him. But now, John Hunter sure likes to go to Vietnam and Cambodia on single men bachelor trips. He campaigned against repealing the amendments to our Constitution that prevent the president from tracking terrorists. Michael Graves changes his mind more often than he changes his underwear, which is strange for a man rumored to be incontinent. Tell Michael Graves to get his hand out of your pocket and off your children's ass. Vote John Hunter for governor.
A paid political announcement, cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.